Is Rick still online?
Yes.
Oh, thank you very
Hello.
much for your. Hello, Rick. Thank you for your patience. My problem.
Okay, thank you. About 3 weeks ago, I woke up. About 3 weeks ago, I woke up with a lot of pain in my foot. It was swollen. I have a history of gout in my family, but I went to the doctor. They did blood tests. They showed that uric acid level they thought was fine, and the doctor said if I cannot control it by diet, I would probably have to go on medication. Is there something that you know of that might be able to help me?
You betcha. And I've been able to help a lot of people with this. Now, one of the very first articles I have in the old file, it's on paper, not electronic, was published in 73. That's 1873. And it was written, oh, it was in the AMA Journal, too, for 1873. It was written by a researcher who wanted to know why it was that gout sufferers would usually go to certain hot springs and not to other hot springs. Remember back in the late 1800s, there was this whole thing about health spas and so forth. It was a very big deal. So he tested the water because he suspected it was something in the water. And he found that the gout sufferers' favorite hot springs had the most lithium in the water. So, well, what'd that do for the gout? Okay. He then got two big glass, you call them beakers if you're in chemistry class, but otherwise you call them jars of water. And he started stirring uric acid into one of those jars or beakers of water. And after he got to a certain point, it started to crystallize. Now remember, uric acid doesn't hurt us unless it forms the crystal. We all got uric acid in our bloodstream, but when it crystallizes, oh, it's real long, sharp needles and it really hurts like heck. Okay, so in the other jar or beaker of water, he puts some lithium and he starts stirring in the uric acid. And he could stir in a lot more uric acid before it started to crystallize just because of the presence of lithium. And that's why the gout sufferers like those hot springs. Okay, lithium's for sale over the counter in the natural food stores in low doses. It comes in a 5, a 10, and a 20 milligram. But that's not the only thing. There's another publication that I was very amused by. I forget what journal it came out in. And it said, oh, never, ever take vitamin C for the gout. Because what it does is it lowers your serum uric acid by at least 2 points if you take enough vitamin C. And I was thinking, why is that bad for us? And they went on to say, well, where did all that uric acid go from the serum? Why, it went out into the urine. And gee whiz, that might give you uric acid crystal stones, uric acid kidney stones, excuse me. And so I had a really good giggle because there was also a patent medicine on the market that did exactly the same thing. It got the kidneys to excrete more uric acid and it lowers the serum uric acid. And I believe it's called probenecid, although I never prescribed this stuff. And I was giggling so hard. Look, they're warning about vitamin C, which does exactly the same thing as this patent medicine that's used to treat gout, but they're warning against the vitamin C and not against the patent medicine. So, bottom line, sir, people who have the gout, I'll usually recommend that they use at least 2 grams of vitamin C twice a day. And if their bowels don't complain about it and get loose bowels or gas, which hardly ever happens at 2 grams twice a day, but we have to be a tiny bit cautious. Doesn't hurt anything else, by the way. Okay, take 3 grams. And you do that twice a day. And then the uric acid, while the people I work with, which is the best I can give you, because this is not from published research, the research comes from the effects of vitamin C on uric acid and the effects of lithium on uric acid crystallization. And I just put two and two together, and there you go. And it works. And so in the natural food stores, they have a 5 milligram, a 10 milligram, and a 20 milligram of lithium. And if you remember a gentleman I was talking to a while back, I recommended please make sure you take some fish oil because I have helped people who are taking enormous doses of lithium pull out of lithium toxicity with fish oil and flax oil. So just take some fish oil too to be on the safe side. And use the 20 milligram capsule. Now, I cannot guarantee that anything will work for any one person, but I can tell you that all the people I work with who are doing that are no longer having gout attacks.
Vitamin C and lithium and fish oil.
The fish oil, yes, is for protective against any excess lithium symptoms, which I've never heard of happening, but it's just a safeguard. The lithium and the vitamin C are the ones that help to regulate the gout, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Well, you're welcome, and I hope this works for you like it has for nearly everybody else.